More financial help is available now for a sector of businesses that were among the hardest hit by the pandemic shutdowns: food service establishments. Online applications became available Monday from the U.S. Small Business Administration for eateries to tap into the $28.6 billion Restaurant Revitalization Fund. The program provides grants up to $10 million with a minimum award of $1,000. The money can be used for a variety of things, including to pay rent, purchase safety equipment, or construct outdoor seating, said SBA Massachusetts District Director Bob Nelson.
As far as businesses that are eligible for this, we're talking about bars, restaurants, food trucks, food carts, taverns, bakeries.
For the first 21 days, the SBA will only approve applications from businesses owned by women, minorities, veterans, and those that meet certain income limits.
We want to make sure that the smallest of the small know about this program and to how to access these dollars.
The program is part of the $1.6 trillion American Rescue Plan. Massachusetts Congressman Richard Neal said it's estimated that nationwide, more than 100,000 restaurants shut their doors for good during the pandemic.
We want to make sure that the hemorrhaging that we've seen in that arena does not continue.
After indoor dining was halted last year in Massachusetts, the city of Springfield threw a lifeline to restaurants in the form of small grants that added up to almost $1 million to help transition their businesses to takeout. Later came state assistance programs, then the federal Paycheck Protection Program. Chris Russell, executive director of the Springfield Business Improvement District, said the restaurants that survived are hurting.
Out there and meeting with these small family operators and listening to the hardships that they faced, whether it was how are they going to put their kids through school, how much money were they going to take out of their retirement savings to keep the business afloat. They all had to make very, very difficult decisions.
Massachusetts made millions of dollars available for cities and towns to pave streets and expand sidewalks so restaurants have places to set up tables, chairs, tents, and stages for entertainment. Springfield's development chief, Tim Sheehan, said the city has allocated $325,000 for infrastructure improvements to accommodate outdoor dining.
COVID may have, spurred more activity relative to outdoor dining, but as a city, I think we want to encourage more and more outdoor dining happening across the city. It lends a sense of activity to all the neighborhoods that it's happening in. And it clearly is something that the community has embraced and wants.
The city has also streamlined the permitting process for outdoor dining. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.